Session. Hello and welcome to Retromelo again.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and it's the year of 1969.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
How are you doing, Harry?
Very fine, Leonard. And you?
I'm very good, thank you. So we're going to go through 1969.
Yes, it's the first contest from the 60s we do.
Yeah, so, yes, that we talk about. Yes, it is. And it's a very special year, so that's why we decided to do it.
Yeah.
So it's held in Madrid, Spain, because in 1968, Maciel won with the song La La La.
What does it mean?
And it was a highly debated win, because Cliff Richard with Congratulations was the favorite to win.
Yeah.
And there are rumors, and I see in the documentary about Franco Vision.
Yeah.
That he sort of... I don't know if it's true or not.
Mm.
But nevertheless, Spain was... the winner.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we are in Madrid and it's the 29th of March 1969.
Yeah. Mm.
There are 16 songs competing.
Yeah.
And there will be 4 winners this evening.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that later.
Mm.
As usual, we do the flip, flop, and plop.
Yeah.
So that means that's how we rank them. If we both like the song, what is it then, Harry?
It's a flip.
Yes. Mm. And if we both dislike it?
It's a flop.
And if we disagree?
It's an ugly plop.
An ugly flop, yes. Okay, so we're about to start. It's hosted by Laurita Valenzuela.
Yeah.
And as usual, we start with song number 1.
Yeah.
Okay, song number 1 comes from Yugoslavia, and it's Ivan singing the song Pozdrav Zvijetu, or something like that.
Mm.
Ivan is actually a group called 4M, because groups weren't allowed in 1969, so they changed the name to Ivan and 3M.
Mm-hmm.
and they were very popular in Yugoslavia. Mm. This song, however, it's such a strange song.
Mm.
It is a strange song. And it's not one of my favorites, so it's a flop.
Yes, and this is what I imagine. It's a typical Yugoslavian song from the 60s.
Yes.
And with stupid lyrics and a boring melody. What can be worse? I offer a typical flop, even if he sings Good Evening in Finnish. So bad.
Does he sing Good Evening in Finnish?
Yes, it does.
Does he mix like different languages?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
English and... French and Finnish.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Did you hear the song?
No, I did. I did. Okay. Multiple times. Okay, so next up is song number 2.
Yeah. And song number 2 comes from Luxembourg, and with a singer Rumald, and he sings a song named Catherine.
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. And if the former song from Yugoslavia was a typical Balkan trash, I think this song is a typical French ballad. But it lacks any kind of hook, even if he sings Catherine all the time. It is very lame anyway, so it must be a flop for me.
It is a flop for me, too.
Yeah.
I think that it, as you said, it's very boring. Mm. It doesn't do anything. It's just a typical French, a typical ballad in the French language.
Yeah.
So it's a typical Luxembourg song. I don't know. Nothing I remember, nothing that I... No. So we're off to a bad start. 2 flops in a row.
Yeah.
But let's see what's up next.
Okay.
So song number 3 comes from Spain, España, and it's Salome singing Vivo Cantando, and this is a classic.
Mm.
Salome is now 84 years old.
Whoa.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that the dress she's wearing weighs 14 kilos.
Oh.
It's a lot of pearls. But it looks so good and it's so perfect with this song.
Mm.
She recorded this in 8 languages.
Yeah.
And this is actually a true Eurovision classic. Mm. It's best, one of the best of the winning 4.
Mm.
So no hesitation, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. A very memorable song. If not only for the well-known refrain and chorus.
Yes.
I like it very much.
You like it because of the dress.
Yes, she's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is, but she looks so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, we're moving on. Next up is number 4.
Yeah. And song number 4 is from Monaco,
yes,
with the singer Sean Jacques.
Mm.
And the song title is Maman, Maman. I must say firstly that this singer is too young. He belongs in the Junior Eurovision.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't think the song is strong enough melody-wise for me, my liking. So it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. And not because... I think actually that it's very... He sings very good for his young age.
Mm.
And he actually had quite a short career.
Oh.
I think he recorded another single, but then his voice dropped.
It happen sometimes.
It can happen to young boys.
Yeah.
But I, as you know, I don't like children in the Eurovision. Even now, in 1969, there was no Junior Eurovision, but I still don't think kids should be involved in this. So, it's a flop.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have in store for song number 5.
Mm. There are many rainbows on the way. They are maybe bright or maybe gray. So when you fall in
love, the wages of love, the wages of love, the wages of love. Okay, so next up is Ireland. And it's the singer Muriel Day singing about the wages of love.
Mm.
Muriel Day, she didn't do much. She'd recorded some things, then she moved to Canada in 1971 and returned to Belfast in 1990.
Mm.
And there has been a rumors that she is going to release music, but I don't think anything has happened so far.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Anyway, I love this song.
Mm.
I love this song. This is a typical song for me.
Yeah.
It's a bit disco-y. It's, it's a powerful lady, and she looks amazing with her green dress. It's like Charlotte Pirelli on crack.
Yeah.
It's lovely. What do you think, Harry? Oh, did I say it? It's a flip? It's a flip.
Yes. Now I know what you think. Yes, it's a flip for me too. It's quite nice. It's a simple little melody and a good singer.
Yes.
And it's clearly worth a flip.
And it's happy.
Yes, yeah. I like it. I like it.
Me too. We're moving on, and up next is Italy.
Yeah. We have come to song number 6 from Italy with the singer Eva Sanici, and she sings a song called Due Grosse Lacrime Bianche.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, very complicated.
But something like that.
Something like that. And I think this is a typical Italian ballad, quite melodic.
Yes.
But nothing special or extraordinary. Anyway, it's a flip.
Actually, it's a flip for me too.
Oh.
This has something.
Mm.
I don't know if it's her voice or the melody, but it gets to me.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a big ballad person, but this one really gets to me. Maybe it's the Italian, because I have a weak spot for the Italian language.
Mm.
I must admit that, but this is so good.
Yeah.
A definite flip.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is the UK, and it's the singer Lulu.
Yeah.
And it's song number 7.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, absolutely fabulous Lulu singing Boom a Bang a Bang.
Mm.
And this is my second favorite of the winners.
Yeah.
This is so good. This is so happy. She looks amazing.
Mm.
And it's just a jolly good tune. So a super flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. Yes. A very sweet and innocent melody with a good singer, a nice memory. I like both the verse and the refrain chorus, of course.
Yes, yes.
So it's a very nice flip.
It's totally unforgettable.
Yes, it is.
Very good one. Next up is number 8.
We have come to song number 8 from the Netherlands.
Yes.
With Lenny Kühr. And the song title is The Troubadour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a very dull melody. She's a troubadour, but it doesn't help. It's still a boring melody, so it's a clear flop.
Oh, I thought this is where we would disagree. So, yeah. But it's a flop for me too. Mm-hmm. This song is called The Troubadour. It should be called Ooh La La La.
Yeah.
I have so... It's so annoying to me with songs that go la 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 or ooh la 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 too much.
Yeah.
I don't mind it a little bit, but when it takes over a song completely as it does in this song, it's terrible. It didn't deserve to be one of the winners.
No.
Goodbye, Netherlands. Yeah. And we're moving on to the next one, which is song number 9, and that's Sweden.
Yes.
Okay, Sweden is next, and it's Tommy Körberg singing Judy min vän, Judy my friend.
Yeah.
And out of Sweden's entries in Eurovision, there are a few songs that I like more and that I like less. This is actually one of the ones I like the most.
Oh.
And it's one of the ones that I always have on my playlist. I don't know why, really, because it really isn't very special. But I like his voice, and I like the way the song is about his ex-girlfriend and stuff. It's got a very poignant lyrics. And he sings wonderfully, and his performance, he's like a good showman. He's so young. And, you know, Tommy Körberg in Sweden is a legend. And he will come back and win Melodifestivalen again and represent Sweden. So, definite flip.
Yes, it's a flip. Tommy is an excellent singer, and he has a quite good song here. So, I must say, I like it very much. It's a flip.
Okay, let's move on to Belgium.
Yeah. As you say, song number 10 is from Belgium, and with the singer Louis Nerfs, and he sings a song titled Jennifer Jennings.
Yes.
And I think, sorry, but this is a super dull melody. I have already forgotten it, so it's a flop.
Actually, it's a flip.
Oh.
Finally, we disagree.
Yeah.
I think this song, I like the way he performs it, the way he claps his hands in the beginning.
Yeah.
Jennifer, there's something about this that I can't get out of my head. So I have to flip it.
Okay.
It's a good song, I think. And he's a very good singer. So, yeah.
It's a plop.
It's a plop.
Yeah.
So next up is Switzerland, and it's Paola singing Bonjour, Bonjour. Paola is known in Switzerland for hosting the Candid Camera TV show for 10 years.
Okay.
But that's about there. I'm sure she's done other things than that. But this song, however, I don't know, it's not bad, but it's like, it's just nothing for me, so I'm afraid I have to flop it.
Yes, I gladly flop it.
Yes.
Because, sorry, I don't like it. It's a boring melody, so it's a, it's a clear flop.
Yeah, well, okay. Boring is the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreeing again.
Yes.
We're moving on, and next up is our neighbor, Norway.
Number 12 is from Norway, and with the singer Kirsti Sparbue. And the song title is Oi, 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 so glad jeg skal bli. And I think it's in English, "Oh, oh, oh, how happy I will be."
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And she, I think this is a, such a happy and funny song with a good and nice talented singer.
Yes.
I must appreciate it with a flip.
I have chosen this as a classic at one point, so of course it's a flip for me too. I think she has a lot of fun energy. The song is like... Oh, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's, but it's a happy song.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a strange song, but it's still good. So definite, definite flip for Norway this year. We'll see what's up next, and it's Germany. Song number 13 comes from Germany, and it's Swedish Siw Malmkvist singing Prima Ballerina. Siw Malmkvist is a legend. She has done so much in Sweden and across Europe. She's huge in Germany.
Yeah.
So there's nothing more to say about that. This song is legendary. This is such a good one. It's one of Germany's best entries ever, I'd say. I just love it, and I love the way she looks, and I love the way she performs. She's such a super professional. So this is a super flip.
Yes, it's a flip. It's a classic melody with a classic Swedish singer.
Yes.
It's an evergreen. I only question why she is in Germany, but she sings very good German.
Yes, but she was very popular in Germany. Wow. So that and she has a huge career in Germany as well as Sweden.
I didn't know that before.
No, but that's the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Song number 14 is from France with the singer Frida Bocara, and she sings a song titled Un jour en enfant. I think this is a very slow melody that goes nowhere, at least not to my heart or mind. It's a flop.
It's a flop for me too. Great voice, of course. She can belt it out like few people can, but it would be better if she had something substantial to belt out. This is a refrain-less song. It's just her showing off her big vocal talent. There's nothing wrong with that, but I can't for the life of me understand how this could be one of the winners.
No.
No.
I can't understand.
No. We're moving on. Next up is Portugal. Okay, next up is Portugal, song number 15. It's Simone de Oliveira singing Desolada Portuguesa. I don't know what it means, but it's something to do with Portugal, I think. She's now 85 years old. And, you know, the TV show The Voice?
Yeah.
She's the oldest coach on The Voice ever in the world.
Oh.
So she's actually doing it right now in 2023.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't make this song any good. She can sing, but this song is totally, totally pointless. It's one of the really bad ones this year. So it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. I think this is a very dramatic song with a lot of expressions. I just wish I knew what she sings about. Maybe about her laundry or dishwashing. But what do I know? I still know it's a flop.
Maybe it's one of those songs that would be better if you knew, understood what she sang about.
I think so.
I don't know, but and I also find it very it's very without a hook. And if you are to like a song that's without a hook and you don't understand the language, the hook really needs to hook you.
I know.
And it doesn't here.
No, it doesn't.
No. So last one
is
coming up, and it's Finland.
Yes. Number 16 is from Finland with the singers Jarkko and Laura, and their song is titled Kuin silloin ennen, and it means as before or as in old times. Yeah, I think this is such a nice childhood memory. My parents played this a lot of time on the stereo. And finally some moves on the stage. I like the melody and I understand also the words. Oh. It's a clear flip for me.
What's it about, the song? It's about the good old days?
Yeah, the good old days. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm afraid I have to flop it because I don't have those memories.
Yeah.
It's just, for me, it's just, of course, when you say it like that, when you say that it's like happy and there finally some movement on stage, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's still not good enough to get a flip. Oh. So I'm afraid I have to flop it.
You're very hard to me.
Will you forgive me?
Never again.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's time for us to go through these results.
Yeah.
Retro Mellow.
Okay, so we can now go through the results of Eurovision 1969. It's a very strange result.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, finishing in 16th place, we have Norway.
Oh.
Kirsti Sparbø is singing Oi, 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 så glad jeg skal bli.
Yeah, it's a slip for us.
Yes, she deserved a lot better. Mm. At least top 10.
Yeah.
I don't know why she wound up there.
Mm.
In 15th place, we have Portugal, Simon de Oliveira.
It's a flop for us.
Yes, and that deserved the 15th place. So that's okay.
Yeah.
And then in 13th place, we have Italy, Iva Sanici.
Oh, we had it as a flip.
Yes, deserved better as well. And then we have, also in 13th place with the same score, we have Yugoslavia, Ivan.
Pozdrav, it's Sivjetju. A clear flop for
us. Yes, yeah. In 12th place, we have Finland, Jarkko and Laura.
Oh, it's a plop. We disagree. We disagree. Yeah.
But I think, you know, 12th place, it's an okay.
It's quite good, yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's nothing to complain about.
Mm.
And in 11th place, we find Luxembourg. And the song is, was called, I don't remember, Ronald singing about Catherine. And that's a flop from both of us. However, in 9th place, we have Germany.
Oh, see, Marcus, it was a clear flip for
us. Yes, and I think that's deserved better. But these are only 16 songs, and there are a lot of good ones.
Mm.
So, at number, also at number 9, we have another Swede singing, but this time it's Sweden, Tommy Körberg.
Yeah, it's a flip also.
Yes, yes, those two are both good songs.
Mm.
I think one that we disagree about is the one at number 7, which is Louis Neff's for Belgium.
And we didn't like it. I didn't like it.
No.
You like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one of the few plops.
Yeah, two. We had two plops.
Yeah, we only had two plops. Yeah. That's probably a record.
Yeah.
Also in place number 7, we have Muriel Day singing for Ireland.
It was a flip.
Yes, we like that one. Then we have number 6 is Monaco. That's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for both of us.
Yes, the child singing Maman Maman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't like that one. That deserved worse. That could trade places with Norway.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. And then we have at 5th place, we have Switzerland, Paula.
Oh, it's a flop.
Yes, it's another flop. That also deserved worse.
Mm.
Now we're up with the winners. So now we have 4 winners of Eurovision Song Contest.
Mm.
The first one is France. It's Frida Bocara singing Un jour en enfant.
And it was a flop for us.
Yeah. Mm. No, totally. I don't understand how this could be one of the winners.
No, I can't understand, no.
Then, in also another winner is Netherlands, Lenny Coeur, De Troubadour.
Oh, it's also a flop.
Yeah. And then we have Salome, Viva Cantando.
Oh, it's a clear flip.
Yes, that's a flip. And also, the last one of the winners is Lulu for the United Kingdom.
Yeah, maybe it's the moral winner here.
I think, actually, it's Lulu or Spain.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm.
This whole contest of 1969, it caused an uproar because they had no rules to what happened when people got the same score.
It was also almost a joke.
Yes, it was a joke.
Mm.
So I know that Sweden, Finland, Portugal and Norway protested.
Yeah.
So they didn't participate in 1970 because of this.
Yeah.
So then the rules changed. They changed the rules so that now they have like for instance, if two songs get the same score that happened in 1991, for instance, they have a system to evaluate which song is the winner. And they do that by with the most 12 points, yeah, with the most 10 and so forth.
And you know they have also the new system with 12, 10, 8 and under. Yes. And you know who invented that?
No.
It was a Finnish professor.
Of course it was. Of course
a Finn everywhere.
Yeah, they do get in everywhere. It's like...
it's a total mess.
It's a good... But yeah, so this cost changes. And also in 1971, I think band groups are allowed. Yeah. So things change throughout Eurovision history. But this is one of the reasons for a lot of changes, actually. Mm. So that was 1969.
Yeah.
Anything else to say, Harry?
It was nice to see, because we have only done 70s and 80s.
Yes. So,
this far.
Maybe we should go back further in time.
Yeah, I think we will do it someday.
Yeah, we will do it someday. Mm. And actually, the reason we did 1969 is because it's such a legendary year.
Yeah.
It's one of the best years and one of the weirdest years. One of the best years because there are many, many good songs. I don't know how many flips we had, but I think it's a lot considering there are only 16 songs.
Mm. We had 7 flips.
So 7 flips out of 16 songs, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a whole debacle with the 4 winners and stuff like that. And it's the whole debacle of the year before when it's maybe Franco has something to do with Spain winning. There's a lot to talk about Eurovision 1969.
Yeah.
But I think we've gone through the most important stuff.
I think so too.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
See you again soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.